kind of broke us down defensively. But, you know, they're just having a hard time scoring right now. And like I said, that'll change for them as soon as they get their guys back.
Getting out to that 20-point lead, these are freshmen and sophomores. Did they lose a little bit of concentration as the game went on, and is that something you're going to be working on?
Yeah, I think that happens anytime you're up 20 to nothing. Some of that intensity that you start with, obviously you're probably going to lose some of that. And again, when you're playing a lot of guys, that haven't got a lot of minutes, you're going to lose a little bit of momentum. But that's what you have to use these games for. I mean, to me, winning by 40 or winning by 20 or winning by 10, it's what you get out of the game, what you take from the game. And I don't think you learn much. I mean, the full court pressure that we put on early, maybe if we stayed in that, it'd be a different score. But as a team, I don't think you learn anything from doing that. So the last three quarters, I think we outscored them 34 to 30. I could be wrong, but so it was really an even game after we took the pressure off, which tells us we got to work on our half-court stuff.
Well, just a little food for thought here as we send you on our way. Reese beat Vassar 38-34.
That's a surprise. It was at Reese. I thought it'd be a low-scoring game.
That sounds like a Pee-wee score.
That's that's a little surprising to me. But I saw Reese against Harbor Beach on Wednesday, and I was impressed with how hard they're playing. Coach Kern has got them playing very hard. So it's not for a lack of effort if they lose. It's, usually if you can't make shots. And Vassar also has some key guys that, are not with them right now. So that makes our league probably a lot more wide open.
Well, best of luck to you on the way as you take on Vassar and Reese next week. That's the head coach, Mark Gainforth, as he moves on to 5-0 on the season after taking out Lakers 54-32 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Experiencing a major property loss and filing an insurance claim can be tricky. Hi, this is Aaron Millay of the Authorson Insurance Agency in Unionville. In my 9+ years as a catastrophe adjuster, I've spent an incredible amount of time helping customers get through the claims process and back on their feet, many times with people who have lost everything they owned and sometimes even loved ones. And the chaos caused by these events can stop a claim dead in its tracks. I've worked claims as an adjuster and know the job inside and out, and can get your issues resolved as quickly and as stress-free as possible. Getting claims resolved is absolutely my thing, which I feel is a huge part of who you want as your agent. I'm committed to excellence and take a great deal of pride in what I do. Customer service is my number one priority. Give me, Aaron Millay, a call at 989-674-2547 for all your insurance needs at the Authorson Insurance Agency in Unionville, serving the community for over 50 years.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind,
cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life and create a more well-rounded student. At USA Schools, we lay the foundation for an appreciation into the world of the arts. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org. or call 989-883-2360.
Final score from Lakers. USA wins one on the road, 54-32 over the green and white hosting Lakers tonight. We heard from Mark Gainforth, who is pleased with the victory, but still, of course, like a good coach, one of the best ones out there. Much to improve on, especially with the young squad working through now 5-0. And he did bring up a good point. Yes, they are 5-0. What are those five victories? I believe they are all a sub-500 winning record between Ubley, Caro, Sandusky, Sanford, Meridian, now Lakers.
Coach Gainforth knows exactly that it's a long road, and you really can't be satisfied with yourself in January because there's still February and March to go. So you got to keep the edge.
Leading scorers for USA, Aaron Sines with 14, Michael Kemp with 12, Brennan Aumann with 6, and Harrison Kramer and Macklin Ghetto split for 4 apiece. Brody Wesolowski and Keone Kindler with 3. And followed by Dominic Guardian with 2. Tanner Foley missed the free throw, and Hunter Bone did not get a made basket. Those were the only two players not to score for USA on the night. They were 5-for-9 from the free throw line for 55%. As far as shooting percentages for USA, John?
Shooting percentages for USA for the total game, 23-for-52, 44%. That is very good numbers are on the road.
USA had 10 turnovers on the night, 3 only in the first half. The other 7 coming in the third and fourth quarters. As far as rebounds go, USA had 23 defensive rebounds, 9 offensive rebounds for 32 on the night. That's exactly what Lakers had, 18 defensive, 14 offensive for 32 rebounds for the Green Machine, whose leading scorer was Brennan Wisner with 13, 11 of those coming in the second half. Trent Cunningham, he had 6 points. Jim Stork and Terrence Dubes each had 4. Bailey Kerchewski, we apologize for that name. We'll get his pronunciation for the next game here. He had 3, had lone 3 in the second quarter. And Dylan Collison-Russell with 2 points in the fourth quarter. They were 4-for-8 from the free throw line for 50%.
For the Lakers shooting in the entire second half, let's forget it. I just want to concentrate on the second half. They were 11-for-31, 35%. That's something
that's
to build
better.
On.
That's a lot better.
Something to build on.
Especially when they're shooting 7% in the first half.
Exactly.
Anything to improve on. And like Mark Gainforth said, it was a pretty even game the last three quarters. Granted, USA wasn't pushing it as hard as they were in the first. But still, Lakers looked a lot more poised, and they did not give up in this game.
No, they didn't. You know, it's hard when you get behind the eight ball in the first quarter. Like you mentioned, it was 0% because they took how many shots? 12 shots and didn't make one. In the second quarter, 2-for-16, 12%. That's a half that they just want to forget about.
Well, and here's this as well. Lakers had 8 turnovers in the first quarter. They had 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and 3 in the fourth.
So, improvement. There's something you can hang your hat on. You got to go for the little victories if you can't get the big victories right away.
John Mooney, final thoughts from here. USA now advances to 5-0. Lakers dropped their fourth straight to now be at 3-5?
Let's see, for the Lakers.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, Lakers will be now 3-6.
3-6, excuse me. They've completed 9 games now.
And their home record is 1-3. As far as the Lakers is concerned, you know, like I said, they had a little victory today in the second half. They